I woke up, I'm on abundance. Hey, my hands too full to hold the grudges. Yeah, and all I'm trying to be is being a monk. Hey, I got a shawty, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This ain't One Direction, dog. I'm going a different way. I got One Direction, dog. It's going up for sure. I got hoes with some pop money offshore.
Good morning, and welcome to the Win the Morning podcast. Today's topic is this. Is there's no coincidences in life. About, I don't know, 7 years ago or so, I went through this I wouldn't even call it a course. It was way more intense. It was a lot more therapeutic and like very, you know, it was very personal and really dig deep and really, you know, deal with old emotions and traumas and all that sort of thing. And in this training that I went through, one of the principles that they taught is there's no coincidences in life. There's no coincidences in life. And that's today's topic. I also want to attach the phrase that everything is happening for us, not to us. Everything is happening for us, not to us. And I'll give you an example. I'm still actually a little bit sick. And from a few days ago, about a week ago, I started to get sick. And it was right before me and my wife had this trip planned to Seattle. And I started to get sick, and I typically run and bike, and I'm working out, swimming. And still tell I'm a little bit sick. And when I got sick, I really just took the time to slow down. And, you know, I slept in, I cuddled with my wife more, spent more time with my wife, just being at my house. Because typically when I'm at home, it's like I wake up, I do my thing, I'm gone, I'm out, I'm, you know, hustling and bustling, and I'm out working and just doing my thing. And it really just took a few days to try to heal and really just be present at home. So that way I could be, you know, at least somewhat better for our Seattle trip. And I did that, and the lesson that I took from that was I need to slow down sometimes to make my home life better. Like I oftentimes am so busy getting wrapped up in the day-to-day, going to do things and trying to make things happen, and I'm on calls, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and it's like I'm constantly doing, and I kind of put my presence to my family on the back burner. And the lesson that I had was, although I didn't enjoy getting sick, the lesson that I got from that was slow down sometimes. Slow down and be present. It's okay to take time for you and your wife. It's okay to take time for you and your son. Just be here. Just be here. Slow down. You're going too fast. You're going too fast. You're trying too hard. You're becoming too stressed. And that's what caused you to be sick. And if you were just to take time on a daily basis to really just put your phone away, relax, be in the present moment, and just enjoy, as opposed to constant high frequency, go, 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 you won't get sick and your home life will be better. And so to me, getting sick was a gift. You know, the phrase, everything's happening for us, not to us. You know, I got sick and it was happening for me. And that was the lesson that was for me. And there's no such things as coincidences in life. And so I wanted to bring that up to you because a lot of times we just go throughout our life and we just kind of think, oh, that was just a coincidence. Oh, that just happened. Oh, this. And, you know, this is just me going through my life. And it's like, no, I believe that there's no coincidences in life, and everything is giving us constant feedback. The way that we feel is feedback. The way people communicate with us is feedback. The way things happen is feedback. And the feedback is what I think is it's constant messaging from God to help us become better. It's Him trying to point us in the right direction. But a lot of times when we're so busy, we can't even listen to the lessons that we're being taught. So they just go to the wayside. And so it really takes this paradigm of, you know, there is no coincidences, everything is feedback, you know, there is no accidents in life. So everything is happening to me, everything is happening for me, not to me. And so I get to take this feedback in life and constantly use it as a way to point me to my true north. You know, what am I trying to learn? What is God trying to teach me here? How could this be a lesson to me? Man, maybe this is a lesson because of this. And you're, instead of being so like focused on the next thing or so worried about, I would say this, instead of being so operating from a subconscious level of like you're just going through your day, when we think about how is this a lesson for me, what's this feedback teaching me, where's God trying to point me, it puts us into this conscious thought process. It brings us to the present, it brings us to actually think and to listen instead of just operating off autopilot. And so my friends, my question for you is, what coincidences do you feel like keep showing up? And what's the lesson that you're trying to be taught? Because the quote problem or the challenge that we continue to have arise in our life will continue to come and continue to surface until we learn the lesson. So my friends, that's my question for you today, is what coincidences or challenges keep arising in your life, and what lesson are you trying to be taught from that? My friends, what I have for you today, if you got value out of this, please share this with a friend. Be positive and confident in all that you do. Most importantly, go be abundant. Peace and love.